This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A new report says indoor mold has been blamed unfairly for a range of health problems. The report from the Institute of Medicine says there is no good evidence that molds are responsible for things such as fatigue or memory loss. Instead, molds are associated with less serious symptoms like coughing and wheezing. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Health fears have made mold a big business in the past decade. Companies have sprung up to inspect homes for mold, analyze mold specimens, and remove mold from air conditioning systems. Then there are the attorneys who specialize in lawsuits involving mold. The Institute's new report suggests that level of anxiety may not be justified. It was written by a committee of scientists who reviewed hundreds of studies and determined that many had serious flaws. The committee's chair was Noreen Clark, a professor of public health and pediatrics at the University of Michigan. Clark said studies so far have not established a link between mold and a long list of health problems.
They include shortness of breath, airflow obstruction, mucous membrane irritation, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Those are problems usually attributed to so-called toxic mold. Clark says it's not clear that the toxic substances produced by some types of mold are making people sick. But mold can cause health problems in other ways. For one thing, it can act like pollen, producing respiratory symptoms in people who are sensitive to certain airborne particles. Clark says that's especially true if they have asthma.
There is an association between asthma symptoms in sensitized asthmatics and exposure to building dampness.
What's more, even healthy people are more likely to cough or wheeze if they live in damp buildings. Those buildings often have high levels of mold, but Clark says damp conditions can produce disease triggers other than mold. These include dust mites, bacteria, and perhaps chemicals that emerge from wet building materials.
In short, excessive building dampness is not your friend. It's associated with a lot of things that could give rise to problems.
So the report advises people to keep homes dry and to remove any visible mold. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development is also trying to let people know about mold and how to avoid damp living spaces. Peter Ashley is an environmental health scientist in the department's Office of Healthy Homes. He says mold has always been around, but it may be more of a problem in modern homes.
We've gotten more conscious of building homes that are energy efficient and tighter, and that prevents at least moisture that's created inside from getting out. And also water that gets in doesn't get out because the building doesn't breathe like the old homes that had plaster walls.
So Ashley says it's become increasingly important to fix leaky pipes and to make sure that wet areas like bathrooms have good ventilation. The Institute's report may clarify what consumers have to fear from mold, but John Haynes doesn't think it will prevent many of the lawsuits that anxiety about mold has generated. Haynes has served for more than 30 years as the state of New York's mycologist, the resident expert in mold. He says lawyers have been interested ever since a woman in Texas went to court saying her family had become sick because of black mold growing in their 22-room mansion.
And she won a lawsuit of $32 million. That's a lot of money. And that in itself didn't go unnoticed by the legal industry.
That was in 2001. A judge later reduced the award to about $4 million plus legal fees. But plaintiff attorneys remain optimistic. By one estimate, there are more than 10,000 mold-related lawsuits pending in U.S. courts. John Hamilton, NPR News.